Today, we're exploring the life and career of the versatile stage and screen actress, Mary Beth Hurt. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know, with 7 key facts about Mary Beth Hurt. All right, let's dive in. Master Mary Beth's milestones to make memorable marks in your knowledge. Fact number 1. Mary Beth Hurt, born Mary Beth Supinger, was an American stage and screen actress from Marshalltown, Iowa. Let's keep it simple. Small town, big talent. Growing up in Marshalltown, she had a close-knit community and an early brush with screen legend Gene Seberg, yes, from the same hometown, which helped spark her interest in performing. Here's the takeaway. Her Midwestern roots shaped a grounded presence that carried from stage to screen. Test question. Where was Mary Beth Hurt born? Direct answer. Marshalltown, Iowa. Memory aid. From Marshalltown, she wore acting's crown. Next up, fact number 2. She was a 3-time Tony Award nominee, and she received both an Obie Award and a Clarence Derwent Award. This is key. Tony nominations spotlight excellence on Broadway, Obies honor off-Broadway, and the Clarence Derwent Award flags rising promise. In other words, critics and peers across New York theater agreed she was the real deal. Test question. How many Tony Award nominations did Mary Beth Hurt receive? Correct answer. 3. Memory aid. 3 Tony nods, theater applauds. Moving on. Fact number 3. Beyond theater, her film debut was Woody Allen's Interiors in 1978, which earned her a BAFTA newcomer nomination. The main idea is, she transitioned seamlessly from stage rigor to screen subtlety. Interiors introduced her to international audiences with acclaim right out of the gate. That BAFTA nod says, pay attention, this performer can hold the camera. Test question, which film marked Mary Beth Hurt's screen debut? Correct answer, Interiors. Memory aid, Interiors debut, BAF debut. All right, let's continue with fact number 4. Notable film roles include The World According to Garp in 1982, The Age of Innocence, and 6 Degrees of Separation, both in 1993. Think of it this way. Across literary adaptations, period drama, and smart ensemble storytelling, Hurt showed range, intelligent, nuanced, and precise. This connects to what we covered earlier, because that stage discipline powered her screen versatility. Test question. Name one notable film Mary Beth Hurt starred in? Correct answer. The World According to Garp. Memory aid. Garp, Innocence, and 6 Degrees, Hurt's screen expertise. On to the next one, fact number 5. She collaborated with her husband, filmmaker Paul Schrader, on Light Sleeper in 1992 and Affliction in 1997. Here's what you need to know. Their personal and professional worlds overlapped in impactful ways. Schrader's intense, character-driven direction met Hurt's layered performances. The result? Complex, memorable work that fits right into modern American cinema's most probing stories. Test question. Who did Mary Beth Hurt collaborate with on Light Sleeper and Affliction? Correct answer. Paul Schrader. Memory aid. Schrader's direction, Hurt's perfection. Let's shift gears a bit with fact number 6. As a child, she was babysat by actress Gene Seberg, and decades later, Hurt voiced Seberg in the documentary From the Journals of Gene Seberg. Here's the takeaway. That is a one-of-a-kind, full-circle moment. An early life thread becomes a meaningful professional tribute, its personal history informing artistic voice. Test question. Who babysat Mary Beth Hurt as a child? Correct answer. Gene Seberg. Memory aid. Babysat by Seberg, voiced her in return. Now let's move forward to fact number 7. Her Independent Spirit Award nomination for The Dead Girl in 2006 came decades after her BAFTA newcomer nomination, showing career longevity across eras. Let's get to the point. Early promise sustained into later recognition, that arc signals resilience, adaptability, and relevance from the 1970s straight through the 2000s. Test question. For which film did Mary Beth Hurt receive an Independent Spirit Award nomination? Correct answer, The Dead Girl. Memory aid, Dead Girl Spirit, long-term merit. Okay, let's refocus for a quick recap. Fact number one, where was Mary Beth Hurt born? Correct answer, Marshalltown, Iowa. Fact number two, how many Tony Award nominations did she receive? Correct answer, 3. Fact number three, which film marked her screen debut? Correct answer, Interiors. Fact number four, name one notable film she starred in. Correct answer, The World According to Garp. Fact number five, who did she collaborate with on Light Sleeper? Correct answer, Paul Schrader. Fact number six, who babysat her as a child? Correct answer, Jean Seberg. Fact number seven, for which film did she receive an Independent Spirit Award nomination? Correct answer, The Dead Girl. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top seven facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.